This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Well, welcome, family listeners. Today, it's New Year's Eve. Wow, and I'm sure you had a wonderful Christmas. And we are back today just to bring in the close of 2025. And I am Terry.
And I'm Calvin.
And this is Couples of Destiny. So you tune in today because God has set you up for something greater, set you up for 2026. It's a prophetic time. It's a time for you to get into your season. It's a time for you to fight with fire this year. It's a time for you to come with the righteous expectation. Because today, family, I just want to help you understand and help you realize that God has something great in store for all of us. We're going to hear today from a dynamic man of God all the way across the waters speaking to us over the broadcast. And Dr. Dan will introduce him to you shortly, and his wife Sue Scherstadt. And we know that this is a time that you are going to step into your purpose and fulfill your calling. So as we are on the edge of a brand new year that is coming, we look back with gratitude and we look ahead with holy anticipation. So 2025, you know, we know our show has come up with a lot of conversations of deep healing, laughter, uncomfortable truths, and those real, real God moments that sneak up on you at 2 a.m. when the Holy Spirit decides to check in, isn't it? So we've journeyed through relationships with purpose, leadership, inner healing, building your business, your faith, your relationship, GBV awareness, couples breakthroughs, and fire conversations that reminded us that faith is not a theory. It's a lifestyle. So as the clock inches toward 2026, we're leading into a prophetic sound that has been echoing across the world because brothers, sisters, listeners out there, whoever you are, heaven is not whispering right now. Heaven is making announcements. We'll be right back. Introducing our New Year's Eve guest today across the oceans, Dr. and Pastor Sue Scherstadt, Apostle Daniel and Sue Scherstadt. They are leading ministries internationally. It's called Dan Scherstadt Ministries Incorporation, a global ministry equipping believers in their kingdom identity and authority. Dan, a fourth-generation pastor who was saved at a young age, spirit-filled at 12 years old, and ordained in 1986. And Sue met Jesus at 29 and was miraculously delivered from trauma, fear and anxiety, unlocking her passion to see others set free. God brought them together in 1992 in a small country village, in country church, fulfilling a prophetic promise over Sue's life. They married later that year and have ministered side by side over 33 years, pastoring churches, teaching, preaching, and counseling. They are parents to two daughters, Danielle and Sarah. For over 41 years, Dan has ministered internationally, carrying a strong prophetic mandate of governmental kingdom authority. Sue, an ordained minister with a doctorate in humanities and co-author of The Miracle Effect, ministers healing and restoration, especially to women. And together they lead DSM Hollywood in California, reaching those called to the arts and entertainment world and empowering believers to walk in supernatural faith and freedom. Sue and Dan live in Rancho Cucamonga, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right, in California, and they are parents to these two beautiful daughters. So today, Dr. Dan, we are so honored to have you on our broadcast. Could you say hello to our listeners and talk to us about the gift of togetherness?
Well, thank you. Thank you. I have Sue with me here. And so thank you to both of you for inviting us both to be on the program here today. And it is our joy and it is our honor to be able to end this year and start the new year. Awesome. And so, you know, how you end something determines how you begin something. Mm-hmm. And how you exit something If you exit, will determine how you enter something. So I always like to look at it like, say, like you have a gate entering into your backyard. I mean, you got to go through that gate, but how you enter will, how you exit something will always determine what's going to happen in your next season. And so we're excited to say that we are ending this season of 2025 strong and very healthy. And we are looking forward with great expectation to what the Lord has for us in 2026.
You know, we were speaking about togetherness. Sorry, Sue, perhaps you can come in there. The gift of togetherness, you know. We're asking couples in this year that have passed, have you seen each other? Or one might say, did you pay the bill? And the other one might say, oh, did you take out the chicken from the deep freezer? You know, we're talking about heart-to-heart seeing each other. Because many couples live together, but they don't see each other anymore, right? So ask your spouse that kind of question, you know, how do you see me? What do you need from me to feel love this season in our togetherness?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's an excellent question. And it's so important. You know, just not too long ago, we just celebrated 33 years of marriage and 33 years of full-time ministry together. And there is no way that we, and to be honest with you, one of the things that that God has used us over the last 33 years is to go into churches where the pastors that were there before us, where their marriages fell apart for all different kinds of reasons. And the church is left in array, just absolutely dismantled. And God has used us to restore healing and wholeness to the couples that are left in that place. And so, but yeah, that's so important. I think one of the things that really does has helped us over to stay strong, not only, you know, with each other, but really, I'm just going to go right back to the very foundation, because true love for each other has to flow from, has to be the overflow of your absolute in love, passionate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, we're living in a day where there's so many things that can distract us and so many things that can take our attention, that if we don't keep our focus on the Lord, I know, you know, I know a lot of people, they want like complicated answers and stuff like that, but it really does boil down to that. And and if you're really sincere about that and passionate about your love with Jesus, the Holy Spirit is always there to help us to love our mates the way we're supposed to, and to see them the way that we're supposed to, and to convict us when we don't see each other, and then just to carry a real spirit of repentance.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What is coming to me is out of that flow of that love relationship with the Lord, it develops that character in us so that we hold each other as a couple accountable to the character of Christ. Mm-hmm. And whenever Dan sees something in me that needs to change, he will call me out on it. And the same works the other way. The Lord will use me to encourage Dan in areas to say, okay, I see something here that you need to maybe just driving down the road and be more kind to the other driver. Just things like that.
Yeah.
But it can go to other levels also, you know, in our journey. And so I really feel like that is a strong commitment as a couple to one another and before the Lord, and living our life before Him worthy of that call. And so, yes, to see each other, to see, you know, we're going to see the flaws in one another, but out of love, we point them out,
mm-hmm.
led by the Holy Spirit, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
sometimes it's uncomfortable. Sometimes I'll say kind of joke. It's amazingly how much the Holy Spirit's voice sounds just like my wife's voice. That's my way of saying, that is uncomfortable, what she just said to me. But inside, I know it's true. And so I can get mad and angry about it and not do anything about it and just let it push it down. But that's not going to do any good. So even if it does make us, feel, not the best, when that happens, it may take us a minute to get over it, but it's important that we do just keep on communicating with each other. And when you know each other, when you really know that we love each other
in our heart
kind of thing, that we're not going to, let it become some kind of a festering offense on the inside that becomes like poison that destroys our marriage. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we do practice, and I mean, we practice this, is that the scripture says that you should never go to bed angry.
Mm.
And so we literally practice that, mm-hmm. Sue can testify to that thing. And so no matter how, frustrated or maybe upset we might be with each other as it relates to that, because, we really, I like to say it like this, we never fight or argue. We just have like intense moments of fellowship.
Mm.
And
yeah, that's what everyone calls it. I think it's mostly that, because it's intense, because God is in the middle of it. But listen, we're going to just listen to a quick song, but we want to take this moment, listeners, to pause, just breathe, and choose tenderness again. We'll be right back. Okay, so Dr. Dan and Sue, that was beautifully very insightful. We love that. I hope the listeners also today on this New Year's Eve that you're taking a moment to think about what is going to rub you up the wrong way. Is what your spouse saying to you a revelation, or like Dr. Dan said, how you respond is important, because we know Jesus is at the center of it all, and Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us in all truth. And we love that. Mm-hmm. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. So, the next year, I'm just thinking about your anniversary. I realized it was 33 years. You just reminded me about it again. I want to wish you well, the both of you. May your next years together be crowned with deeper unity. Your heart synced like always, spirit aligned and purpose intertwined. Amen. Mm. May the Spirit
Amen.
Of the Lord
Thank
overflow,
you. Thank you.
Overflow over you. So, Dr. Dan, this year for the prophetic wind of 2026, I feel like for myself personally, I just sense in the spirit, and I don't know what my husband would say to what God is speaking to him as well in that. I know he has something, but what the enemy meant to bury in 2025, God is flipping it in 2026. I believe that what was lost, it was stolen, it was delayed or sabotaged, is coming back with interest. This is the year where tables are going to turn quickly. What is God speaking to you about for couples for 2026?
Well, I just want to say amen to everything that you said there. And I really do believe that it is going to be a year where people are going to see heaven really connect with earth and in a way that they have not experienced before. And with that being said, they're going to see the dots connected in their life. It's going to be a year of connection. It's going to be a year of supernatural connection where God's going to connect you with other people that are going to be able to open up doors of opportunity that will translate into absolute blessing for your lives. And whatever that may look like to you as it relates to what you're asking the Lord to do in your life, you know, some people will need, they're believing God for just blessing to come upon their businesses, or it may be upon their marriage or their family, or maybe they have some prodigal sons and daughters that they're praying for. I don't know, but I also feel that that it's going to be a year of absolute acceleration, where the things that they've been praying for and believing for months, sometimes even years, because I feel that prophetically that there are even some people that are listening here tonight that that have been believing God. God, they felt like God has given them a promise, and it's been years, and sometimes, you know, the enemy can leverage that and then try to say, well, see, you know, if it really was God's will, it should have happened by now, kind of thing. But I can testify, we can testify that some things do happen fast, and then some things take time. And so how you respond in every season that comes to your life determines what's going to happen next, kind of thing. If you're on the mountaintop and you don't know how to handle the mountaintop experience, you don't get to stay there. And if you're in the valley and you don't know how to respond to the valley experience in your life, number one is you're not going to produce the right kind of fruit that you need to. Number two, you're going to be stuck there in the valley and you're not going to know how to get out. And so how we handle ourselves during these seasons in our lives is huge. It's important, kind of thing. And this next season really is going to be a time for those that have responded, especially for those that have responded correctly, because there's a right way to respond and a incorrect way to respond as it relates to. And I always like to say it like this, that, you know, the greatest expression of our faith towards our Father in heaven is our obedience. And so faith without obedience is really not faith at all. And so how we respond, but those of us, and there are a number of people and couples that are listening here tonight that have responded correctly. I feel that very strongly in my spirit. They responded correctly. And I just want to say prophetically that I believe with all of my heart, you're going to begin to see in 2026 those particular promises that you believe God has spoken to your heart. You're going to see a supernatural acceleration to the manifestation of that taking place. And so I want to encourage you as we cross over the threshold of this new year, man, begin to pray that, begin to decree that, begin to declare that, begin to expect that. Expectation is the breeding ground for miracles in your life. And so it's so important that you just don't, well, that'll be nice if it happens, Dr. Dan, but no, you can't have that kind of attitude. You got to have an attitude that says, you know what? I really expect this to take place, this to begin to really accelerate in my life. And I can testify that I have seen that over and over again, that when I really begin to anticipate an acceleration concerning a particular prayer or promise, I'm telling you right now that that kind of faith right there really begins to open up just realms of power from the Holy Spirit to have the freedom to work on your behalf and to cause that promise to take place. You guys have probably heard me say this before, but I want to say for those that are listening that, you know, in Proverbs chapter 18 talks about how the death and life is in the power of your tongue. The Hebrew word for power is hand. Mm-hmm. So it reads like this in the Hebrew language: death and life is in the hand of the tongue. The implication is your tongue is the hand that reaches into the realm of the spirit and grabs a hold of the promise of God and pulls it into the natural realm. So the words that you speak over your marriage, words are powerful. I can destroy my marriage with just words. I can destroy the self-esteem of my daughters with just words. I can change the atmosphere or the environment with just words. Words are powerful. And so we have to believe, expect, and then begin to talk and speak and to begin to call. The Bible says that faith speaks like this. It talks about things that do not exist as if they do exist. And man, when you begin to do that and you begin to thank God, what happens is that gives language to your faith. Thanksgiving gives language to your faith. And when you begin to do that, I'm telling you, it touches the heart of God. It brings pleasure to his heart, and it causes him to accelerate his word, because God is watching over his word, and he will cause it to manifest for his glory and his honor and for your good.
Oh, that's so powerful, Pastor Dan. I love the illustration about the tongue being a hand. You know, we don't realize the power of our words over our relationships. We're at that pinnacle, we're at that threshold, we're at that crossing over point. And, you know, every year, I think couples hope for something new, something to change. And then sometimes in their first month or first 3 months, you know, they revert back to their old ways. And it's always challenging, you know. I think if I use the word in the waiting, some have been waiting for so long. What can you tell or encourage couples out there in this waiting season, you know, what to do basically so that you don't revert back to the old, that you remain consistent? You know, what is it? I mean, if you could share from your life between you and your wife, I'm sure you've been through tremendous trials and asking God, but when, Lord? But when, Lord? But when, Lord? And so easily you could have just turned back and gone back or whatever. What can you say to those that are in that waiting and it's been a while?
Well, first of all, we are really committed to encouraging one another during those times. And when if we feel like one or the other, you know, we have kind of a rule in our marriage that only one person is allowed to jump in the pit at a time. And so if you're going to jump in the pit, the other one is not allowed to jump in there with them. They have the responsibility to pull you out, because we all, you know, go through moments and times like that in our lives. And I know that I talk about this, you know, with Sue and myself and others that when I do feel like, you know, that sense of being impatient, or I feel frustrated when you think that, well, that something should have happened by now kind of thing, I always remind myself or look in the mirror or talk to Sue about it, that, and I just remind myself that frustration is something that I am experiencing because I'm expecting something to happen before it's time for it to happen. And so because if it was, you know, unless you're walking in open rebellion to God, but no, let's assume that that we're all have a heart that it, you know, wants to, we're doing our very level best to obey God and the leading of the Holy Spirit, and to, you know, in our marriage and with each other, and to make sure we just guard our hearts, because that's that out of your heart flows the different seasons of what's going to take place. And so you got to really guard your heart kind of thing. And I know, and then you got to guard your heart against, you know, becoming bitter or unforgiving. But, you know, the enemy loves he loves division. And he loves strife and all of that kind of stuff like that. I'm reminded what Peter said in his epistle, that especially for husbands and couples, for me as a husband, if I don't want my prayers to be hindered, because Peter just comes right out and just says it as clear as day. If you have anything going on, if you're not loving your wife like Christ loves the church, and you are just not doing what you're called to do, that will literally stop and hinder every prayer that you ever pray. And he's basically saying, don't even, you know, you don't even need to bother expecting God to do anything, because he's not going to do anything for you. Man, I know that sounds like a hard thing, but to me, I remind myself of that all the time, especially when the enemy is trying to leverage something, or if I'm feeling something on the inside that's not right, and just to kind of straighten myself out and keep myself in a place of repentance. And that, to me, that is huge. That is, and that keeps me brings me back to the place where we can once again encourage each other in the faith and encourage each other. And as it relates to, feeling disappointment or discouragement when something isn't happening as fast as we want it to happen.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Dan, because, we're going to have a song break and we will pick up that thought right now. So, Dr. Dan, we're back, and that is so insightful. And thank you for sharing that deep things from your heart. You know, I know that the Word of God says that what your heart is full of, the mouth will speak. Just reflecting on what you just said there. And, you know, I don't know if Dr. Sue has anything that she wants to share on that.
Well, in the waiting, we are encouraged in Scripture that though it tarry, wait for it. Mm. And it all comes back to we cannot fling away our confidence. It also declares that in the New Testament. We have got to remain steadfast in faith. And so we have got to be so careful every day. We've got to keep the first thing first. We've got to keep the Lord first, start our day, start with the Word of God, and make sure that the Word of God is before our eyes, in our heart, in our mouth. And as long as we continue to remain steadfast in the Word of God, our faith will not weaken. Mm. And if it does, I've gone through seasons where I feel the discouragement, but I have learned to encourage myself in the Lord when that time comes.
Yeah.
And you do that by like how David did, by just getting with the Lord and just reminding yourself of all the victories that he has done for you in the past. And when you rehearse that, then it strengthens your faith, it builds you up, and it gives you what you need to keep on going. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, it just really just comes down to the basics. When you are waiting, when there is a delay, and it seems like, what is going on, Lord? We've got to be careful that we don't start asking too many questions and doubting God, but just keep on remaining steadfast to what he has promised us, because he is faithful to perform his word.
Amen.
I'm reminded of what David said in Psalm 27 when towards the end of the chapter, the last couple of verses, last three verses of that chapter, David is, he has rehearsed a lot of things that, that were quite hard in his life, including even his own family turning on him and all of that. And he just said, I don't really know what I would have done if I just had not kept on believing that I would still see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Be strong, be courageous, and expect the Lord to show up, because I know this one thing: he has never let me down in the past, and he's not about to let me down now.
Amen.
I mean, that's encouraging to me. Yeah.
He will not fail us. He will not.
The power is in consistency. Mm-hmm. That's where power is found, in consistency. And we said that, the Bible says that by faith and patience, they saw the promises of God take place in their life, the patriarchs. And sometimes we think that patience is just simply talking about waiting a whole long time. I do a whole series of messages on it, because there's like six different definitions in the Greek language to the one word patience. And one of the definitions is not waiting. It is simply maintaining composure. And so let's say it like that: faith and your ability to maintain composure in trying circumstances will cause the promise to manifest in your life. When Jesus stood up in the boat, he maintained his composure in the midst of the storm and was able to speak words that carried authority and faith, and the storm obeyed him. That was patience. How long did he have to wait? Oh, about 10 seconds. And so it isn't simply, because I know a lot of people that are waiting and waiting and waiting, but they don't maintain composure. They have a bad attitude, and that is not being patient at all. And that's just waiting a long time. And you can wait for decades and never see anything happen, because the reality is you're not really operating in the power of patience, which is all about internal composure. Patience is all about maintaining the storm on the inside and controlling the circumstances from the inside out. Faith is all about changing the circumstances on the outside. And when the outside comes into alignment with the inside, boom, things begin to manifest right there. So that's what it really means when faith and patience causes the inheritance of the land of promises in your life.
All right.
That's awesome.
Okay, Dr. Dan and Sue, we have a few minutes left for you to just wrap your impartation into something dynamic and powerful, speaking life over the listeners right now. And we will say so long to you and see you back here in the new year. So if you want to do that, and then we can wrap your conversation.
Okay, well, we just want to encourage everyone that's listening here today, as you cross over the threshold into 2026, man, just go with confidence, go with boldness, and go with that sense of, I'm going to be consistent. I'm not going to, and nothing happens overnight. This isn't about magic. It's not a magical kingdom. This is a kingdom of God that operates. You sow a seed, you give it time, you reap a harvest. That's how the kingdom works. That's what Jesus said. It works like a farm. And so there's no such thing as going out and sowing a seed and expecting a harvest in 2 days. And so as you start 2026, speak, release seeds from your, as words. Words are seeds. And release them out of the soil of your heart and out of your, and just begin to speak them over your circumstances, speak over your business, speak over your job, speak over your health, speak it over your marriage, speak it over your mate, speak it over your children, your grandchildren, whatever you feel like the Holy Spirit wants you to do as you cross over, whatever is really strong in your heart. That's what I want to encourage you. What is the, if you'll, you know, God leads us and guides us by deep, many times through desires. And when the Bible says that he gives us the desires of our heart, he's not just simply talking about that he's going to manifest them. He literally drops those desires in your heart. And so if you'll be sensitive to those desires and honor those desires, see, what you honor is attracted to you. What you dishonor is repelled from you. And not only just people, but desires, dreams, visions that you have for 2026, begin to honor it, begin to speak about it, begin to decree it, begin to declare it, and realize that I always like to say like that, if the dream is big enough, the facts just don't count anymore. And that word fact comes from the Latin word factum, which means something that has been made or made up. We get our English word manufacture from it, something that is created, and anything that is man-made can be unmade. Dreams are God-given. Facts are man-made. And so when your dream is big enough on the inside and you honor it, in the honor that desire, honor that dream and that desire will rise and will honor you in 2026. So that's my word of encouragement. Amen. For everyone that's listening here. Man, God has incredible things in store for you. The best days are ahead of you. Don't listen to the enemy trying to tell you that the best days are behind you. I'm telling you right now, we're living in a season, as the prophet has said, that the actual man, the harvester, is going to overtake those that are sowing the seed. That's supernatural acceleration. I just want to just prophesy. Amen. That I'm telling you, I feel that very strong. This is going to be a year where you're going to experience things that are going to happen over and over and very quickly. And it's going to be an absolute exciting time. Amen. In the kingdom of God.
Awesome.
And I also just want to add just real quick, I hear him saying, just trust me, just trust me, trust my love for you, and therefore trust my timing, because I have an appointed time for all things, and his eye is upon each and every one of us, and he is working out everything for our good. So we just need to keep our eyes focused on him and not give up, not fall into fear. Don't listen to any lie of the enemy, but trust that he loves us so much, and he does have a plan and a purpose and a destiny, and it is coming to pass this year.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We're so thankful for you offering your time. I know that it is the time difference is quite broad between South Africa, and I know there's a 9-hour difference, and you guys are tired. But we really appreciate you stepping up and really just sharing this word for our listeners. And I believe those that are listening right now, we know this couple personally. They are really tremendous, flowing in the things of God, and so many prophecies they've prophesied have come to pass, if not all of them, that we are aware of individuals that we do know personally. So we want to encourage the listeners, take this word. Just take this word today. I really believe that God is going to move in 2026
Amen.
In your relationship, in your life.
Amen. Well, we're going to listen to a song break. Amen. Dr. Dan and Sue Schertstad, have a wonderful festive New Year's Eve celebration wherever you are out there in California. We love you and appreciate you, and rest up.
God bless you.
God bless you guys. Bye.
God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
We love you guys.
Thank Bye-bye. You. Listeners, we'll be back. We're going to listen to a song. Wow, family, what a wonderful time we have with Dr. Dan and Sue. So the thing is, you know, God is declaring things for us, and he's speaking. His voice is resounding in the heavens. You know, he's calling families to restore that family altar in 2026. He's calling your career. He's calling your relationship, your spiritual life. Just bring all that into alignment. This is the alignment that God is calling us to, family, the year of accelerated alignment, people that are stepping into destiny at great speed, relationships that are snapping into God's divine order. Your assignments will become clearer. You've been waiting, as we spoke earlier, and waiting. Be patient in the waiting, because 2026 carries a no more wasted time. Hello? No more wasted time kind of anointing. God is calling for the rise of righteous leaders in churches, in homes, businesses, politics, media, education, all the mountains. God is raising up these voices who refuse to be silent or compromised or refuse to be intimidated. Family, this is the time. Let us just reflect. Listeners, we've gone live on K-Pulpit 20 at 7:29 a.m. And we know that God has done amazing things in your life for 2025, prophetic words that have come to pass. But 2026 is not a year for the passive Christianity. Let's be this year for bold moves, big faith, radical obedience. God is looking for people who have clean hands and a pure heart. If 2025 trained you, 2026 is going to launch you. Are you ready to launch into 2026? I don't know what this means for you. Let the Lord lead you. Let He lead your family and your relationship and your marriage. I know that there's a reset in the faith language, as Dr. Dan said. Reset. The what you speak will come to pass. What you prophesy, what you declare in your home is what will come to pass. Our scripture to leave you today, just remember that every prophecy can be tested, you know, in 1 John 4:1. So as we step into this new year, heaven is calling us higher. No more shrinking, no more second guessing, no more apologizing for who you are in God. This is your year of divine reversals, accelerated alignment, and unusual favor. Matthew 11:12 says, "And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the righteous take it by force." Family, 2026, rid yourself from timidity. Arise, pray, move, build, and take territory by force. A happy new year to you and your family from our home to yours. Walk boldly. Heaven is backing you.
Amen. Amen. You need to step into this new year, rebuild, reset, release. Whatever it is that God is telling you to do, just respond to that word.
Mm-hmm.
We love you. And you have an awesome new year.
Yes, thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.